Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
As my buddy Mikey K has often told me this season, bet the Johnnies in the second half. Because they usually start out slow, and then the second half they just absolutely devour, who they're playing against. And certainly, you know, this was the case last night. In this game, you know, might as well forget about it, because now we have a matchup of Pitino and John Calipari. That is St. John's and Arkansas, because Arkansas was one of the upset winners yesterday. And as by my count, we had four upset winners yesterday.
10-7 is not really an upset, but I know what you're saying.
It's an upset. And, obviously Drake beating Missouri is an upset. McNeese State, obviously, most people thought McNeese State would win. They beat Clemson. Clemson scored, 13 points in the first half?
13 points in the first.
They were horrendous.
20 minutes of basketball, a power conference team scored 13 points
in the half. That had to be one of the worst first half performances in the history of the NCAA tournament. If it is or not, but that had to be.
Did you see their first half 3-point shooting?
Oh, it was brutal.
1 for 15.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Let's keep hoisting them up, guys.
So again, forget about defense. If the other team can't hit their shots, it doesn't really matter. Of course, you had Creighton, who actually had a very impressive performance against Louisville. That's a 9-8. And then, like we said, Arkansas over Kansas last night. And, you know, interesting, you know, John Calipari and Rick Pitino matching up on Saturday is just amazing.
Sets up for a fun day. There's no question about it. And the one thing, I know there's not much to discuss with the Omaha game, but what I would say is last night for me was a little bit of a microcosm of what St. John's has been all season. You know, I got to do that game up at Stores when they played UConn that Friday night in February, and I was blown away by the way they share the ball. And I know it's Omaha, and I told you yesterday I expected them to blow them out as they did, but even last night, their ball movement, we talk about their defense at nauseam, and rightly so, and we will continue to do that, I'm sure. But the way they share the game, you know, always making the extra pass, always trying to find the open guy. R.J. Lewis is hitting threes, and if you look at them, it looked like teams that play the Knicks. All of them are wide open because they make the extra pass and find himself in space, and it's impressive.
It's the underrated part of the St. John's team. The most talked about parts of the St. John's team are their free throws and their three-point attempts.
In terms of what could get them in this tournament, yes.
Right, exactly. That's the one negative thing about them. You know, you play Omaha, you should beat Omaha, you should just absolutely steamroll them. That's what they did in the second half, and that's what, you know, you could easily expect. And just watching some of those highlights, you know, those kids were overwhelmed.
Oh, for sure.
So the underrated part of what Rick Pitino does is the way that his offense does flow mm-hmm. and the way that those kids have bought into it. And, you know, even when you watch them go through the Big East tournament, how many times did they have somebody open under the basket that they found?
Yep.
And it was an easy dunk or lay-in, and or there was a putback in some way, shape, or form, because they do crash the offensive boards and the defensive boards. So, hey, look, this it was expected. They were a little jittery at the beginning, and that was to be expected as well.
Yeah, Pitino said a little tight to get started.
Yeah,
for
but
these
now,
guys.
But now they're in. Now they're in, and now they're up and running. And it's going to be 24 hours. It's going to be Pitino Calipari, and they're going to be talking so wonderfully about each other over the next, all day today. It's going to be just, this is the greatest thing. These two great coaches, these two great friends, you know, going to get, you know, after each other. This is going to be a great game, and hopefully it will be. But I would say that you have two coaches that know each other about as well as anybody can know an opposing coach. So that's a plus, and it's a minus, but at the end of the day, you know it's going to be intense.
It should be fun. And the questions came rapidly after that game last night, which you kind of expected. And part of that, too, was Pitino on, what's today, Friday? So I guess this was on Wednesday when he did his press conference, kind of getting ready for this game in the tournament. Someone had asked him, like, who his best biggest rival was. And he went into this whole thing about Jim Calhoun and how they
hated each other.
Yeah,
respected back in the day when
another.
They first started.
Yeah, when they were at small schools, Northeastern or whatever it was, and how they really disliked each other. So then last night, the conversation very quickly, as you would expect, turned into, you know, you talked about Calhoun, what about Calipari? And it is fun, you know, it's interesting because when you think of Calipari for such a long time, you think Kentucky. When you think of Pitino, obviously, lately, he's been all over the place after Louisville, which we know, out of the country in different spots, Iona before he comes here. But you're talking about two titans in the game. And it shapes up to be a lot of fun. And it's in Providence where Pitino was the coach.
Oh, it's crazy. It's got everything.
There's so many storylines. Like if you're a writer that's covering this, you can just cherry pick what type of story you want to write because it's all very interesting and fun.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And by the way, that should be one hell of a crowd at that game.
I would think so.
This is like the epitome of what college basketball is all about. These two maniac head coaches going after each other. These kids playing 40 minutes of fury, as you know. And they're going to be in each other's face. And it's going to be, hopefully it's going to live up to the billing. That's what you want. You know, I want a buzzer beater at the end. I want overtime. I want it all.
So that brings up another point about the St. John's team. Because while we talk a lot about their four losses by only 7 points, they've also won a lot of close games this year.
Yeah.
And you talk about being battle tested. I would expect that this game will be much closer than 30 points. But if you're a St. John's fan, you got to feel really good that they're going to figure out a way to get it done in the end. Because, again, you look through their, they've had a lot of blowout wins, of course, but they've had some games that, man, overtime games where they make the big plays in the big spot, talking about big shots at the end of, not fourth quarter, second halves. It's almost as if they're ready for the moment. They kind of shook off the tournament nerves yesterday, and away we go.
How about the fact that you have Kansas, Louisville, Clemson and Missouri all losing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Louisville and Kansas, those are, you know, basketball hotbeds.
I didn't realize this until I heard it yesterday. Kansas was the preseason number one.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Self is an amazing coach. I mean, and they have one of the great programs in the history of college basketball, as you know. It's like right up there with Duke and North Carolina and UCLA. You know, there are the preeminent teams when it comes to college basketball, and Kansas has always been one of those teams, and Bill Self has been a great coach.
But there's no way they're happy there right now.
Preseason
number one, they were unranked at the end.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how their whole season, I don't know if they had injuries or what. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know anything about that, but I will tell you that there's history there. I've interviewed Bill Self a couple times. He's a really, you know, he's your typical hardcore NCAA basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they came in as a 7. That wasn't that high of a seed. And, you know, the fact that they lost is not shocking. The interesting thing to me really is McNeese State, where a lot of people actually had them winning yesterday.
Yep.
And this was the one, 12-5 situation where people thought this would be a chance for a total upset, and they got it. And now McNeese State goes against Purdue, who won their game. And Purdue's a pretty good team.
Purdue's really good. And I didn't think they played great yesterday, but they still came away with a win. Purdue top to bottom is as good as I've seen all season long. And as we talked about yesterday, those kids have been there collectively together for the last 3 years. So it's about as cohesive a unit as you're going to see. But yeah, you hit on it. Drake winning, McNeese winning. Those were two teams that the experts loved as experts, as upsets. The other one, which they didn't win, was Yale. They thought Yale would have a good chance to win
just
yesterday.
They're a good three-point shooting team.
Yeah, and they've pulled off some wins in the tournament. Yes. James Jones, a good coach, but Texas A&M was better. But, yeah, people nailed the other two. It's interesting. It was a fun day. It wasn't I wouldn't call it one of the best days because I know there's a couple of upsets, but for the most part, it kind of went as planned.
Chalk was a little chalky.
It was a little chalky. Yeah. And I do think the fact, so I'll give the NCAA tournament scheduling credit for one thing and a little discredit for the other. Number one, the fact that the St. John's first two games are in Providence is kind of cool because if you're a St. John's fan, it's a three-hour drive up 95. And now if you went last night, great, you can stay and you get this big matchup with Arkansas tomorrow at 2:40, which is kind of fun. All good. The problem is if St. John's has captured the New York fan right now, putting that game on last night at 10 o'clock, and we talked about it, that was kind of disappointing. And that to me is where it's kind of, I felt like you were kind of waiting for St. John's. By the time you get there, all these games have been played. And
I think they play Saturday now at
2:40. Yep.
2:40.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.